Welcome to Serviced Accommodation Secrets with me, Sally Kemba. This is the podcast where you get the on-the-ground experience that we're living and breathing with our serviced accommodation units. So you get to share our hacks and tips, our mistakes, so you can learn from those and thrive on our success. Hi there, guys. It's Sally here with Serviced Accommodation Secrets. I hope you're all really well. So this week, it's all about business process and systemization. So this is a Facebook Live, and it's also going to be part of Serviced Accommodation Secrets, the podcast. And I'm quite excited about this because I've just literally been on an online call where we've been working through some technical aspects of the system with some guys who are more experienced and they're already systemized in their business. So this is very exciting. But this is a really interesting thing. So what's happened previously with me is I kind of faltered and just made things up as I go along. So this one, all about systemizing your business so that you can outsource it, is a really key thing to do so that you don't leave your job, you know, like your paid job, and end up having a job that takes even more time than you were spending before, because things like serviced accommodation has a lot of parts to it, and you can end up being really, really busy, especially if you are busy with guests and you've got lots of bookings, which is what you want. So you don't want to be wishing them away just so that you weren't busy. You want to be delegating those things. So what I've got is a few tips here, 7 altogether, but we've got some subparts because I'm not completely systemized. Our business isn't completely systemized yet. It's got a way to go. But I wanted to share some of the things that have made me falter along the way. Even though I've been mentored on Progressive VIP and had some brilliant mentors on there, people like Roy Inman, who's really successful, and Deborah Barraclough, who's been really successful in SA, and also read Ron Moore's book Life Leverage, taken a lot of that on board. But there are a few things that really I got stuck on and couldn't get past. So I thought I'd share some of those because it may be a common thing for you guys. If I'm honest, I think it's partly my temperament. So I work with my husband, Peter, who's very methodical, systematic, and he should probably be doing this, but he's busy with other things. So I spend most of the time running the business, whereas I'm likely to go off and do something on my own and then leave a trail of destruction behind me that then has to be sorted out. But at least I've started. So I'm much more the start now, get perfect later brigade. Thank you, Rob Moore, for that. So the first point I'm going to say, in order to help you work out what's going on in your business, is find out where you are. So if you've started as an SA operator already, or if you're looking to do it, then yeah, by all means, start small, and you're going to be doing everything in the beginning, or there may be, you know, you may be in a partnership or have a small team already. But think about the process that you go through. So this is point one. What is your business doing in terms of the guest experience? So you'll be doing the same things every time once you're up and running. You know, you've got your guests booking, arriving, leaving, and it's all about their customer or guest experience from beginning to end. What is that going to be like? And the second thing is how you run the business, so the back end. So that's all your admin, all of your finances, it's all of your scheduling of your teams, sorting out issues, you know, issues are actual problems that you have to resolve because they keep coming up again lots and lots of times. You really want to be able to fix those. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is, if you do already have processes in place, are they written up? Have you created an operations handbook? And the third thing is, actually, if you haven't done those things, it's some things to help you through that because it can be a challenge. And the fourth thing is, once you've got your system written down and your processes written down, how it all works, each part, then assigning that to different people. So it may all be assigned to you in the beginning, but then it will be reduced down your workload and other people will be doing it. You'll delegate effectively. And the way to do that, so number five, is to have a technical method, so tools to help you do that, so that everything's visible to your whole team. Hi, Emma, by the way, good to see you. Then tying it all together. So number six is tying together your process and your technical aspects so that it all works together. And the seventh thing is then you have the ability to do one of two things, really. You can either sit back and let it roll and do other things that you maybe prefer doing, you know, another area of property or another business you have or something else you really enjoy doing in life. Or it could be so that you can now scale that business. Because one thing is for sure that we were thinking we'd scale a lot faster than we have, but actually it's not really doable until you've got a process in place to follow. And, you know, everything just happens too fast. Once you multiply the number of units you've got, you really do need something in place and other people helping you. So I just want to go into those in more detail for you so that I can share my learnings and maybe you can contribute things that have helped you as well. And just have a think about what's going to work really well for you in terms of moving forward. First thing, your business. Have you got processes already or are you very ad hoc? So hopefully you've got a plan for what happens when your guest arrives after booking. You know, how do they know where to arrive and what would they like once they're there? Are there special welcome pack items they'd like? Would they like their bed set up a certain way? How long are they there? You know, you can check back in on them. And then afterwards, how was their stay? Could you improve anything? Check reviews. And do they want to return? So from your guest point of view, the thing that guests really love, and think about it yourself, is if you go back to a place, it's because you liked it for certain reasons. And then if you go back again and it's really different, that's going to be a bit disconcerting. Now, if you're, you know, a bit wild and out there and you like that kind of thing, then fine. But a lot of the time, guests would really love it if they come back and it's the same, they get the same amount of attention and the same things happen and it's all very predictable and very easy. That's the really key thing. You want it to be really easy. And the same thing applies to your back end. You want to always be doing the same process so it becomes an automation and things don't get missed, because it's if you don't have a process that things start getting missed out and, oh dear, the customer didn't know where the parking was, that guest got a bit lost and couldn't find the key safe. So all of these things need to be working. Your finances need to be working, you know, payments need to be taken, any that don't work, they need to be chased, all those sorts of things. And just to make sure that you've got your cleaners there on time, you've got enough cleaners for the amount of apartments or a house that you need done, and that you've got all of the products that you need, your linen, everything needs to be working, tickety-boom. So you're going to have a certain amount of this already in place, depending on how experienced you are. Or if you're completely new, what you can do is start with a clean slate and work out what you do. Because lots of you may have been on trainings, or you may have just started and be putting a bit of this in place already. So if you already have a process in place and parts of it written up, so that's the situation we had. We had a really detailed cleaning process, really detailed check-in process, detailed role for the housekeeper, but not so clear on everything else. So property management, I was kind of doing that, and all the messages, I was doing that. And so what I was doing, I'd evolved from what we originally planned. So what I needed to do, because I was now a bottleneck with the scheduling and everything, was actually get everything out of my head. And for me, I'm quite visual and I don't know, it was like everything was stuck in my head and I knew I needed to get this out to share it with, you know, whoever's going to do this role instead of me. But I had a lot of difficulty with this. So I did it very high level at first and tried all sorts of different ways. So I've got a few tips for you, some of which I've had in my mentoring session advised to me, but also different people advise this, like Rob Moore suggests. And the best thing, if you could do this, is have somebody actually follow you around and watch what you do and film it and transcribe it so it's all listed out. Second thing you can do is record everything you do. So screen record everything you do, whether you're in your channel manager, whether you're uploading a property onto booking.com, because that's another activity, you know, all your marketing, all of those things you can screen record, because it's a lot quicker to do that than actually write down a really detailed step-by-step. And then that can be transcribed for you by a virtual assistant, or you can literally, another thing you can do, is speak while you're doing things. And I always think it's better to do this while you're doing things, because if you try and think of it afterwards, you tend to miss things out. So you can speak into a recorder and get that transcribed as well. And I did a bit of a mix, if I'm honest, of the screen recording and the transcribing. But also you can write bullet points. So if you really want to write it down, write bullet points that you can then just detail. And if you just record things as you do them, it's quite a methodical thing and it's quite cathartic. But I don't really know why. I did get really stuck on this. And it's as I say, ironic, because I was reading everywhere, you need to write your process down, get your handbook created and outsource everything that you don't enjoy. And I have to say, admin, I really don't enjoy at all. I'm not actually that good at it. So if you're not enjoying something, you tend to make mistakes and things too. So yeah, record, screen record and speak, you know, describing your system and get that transcribed, or at the very least, just do bullet points. And then you can check it. You can use your process that you've written down next time you do the task and then verify that you've not missed anything out as well. Or get somebody else to do it. So this is what we did with our cleaning team. Once we'd written down our process, we got the cleaners to go through and see if we'd missed anything out. And so then they'd say, well, actually, we've done this, but what about that? You know, and you find you miss things out as well. And so the next thing is you can work out why you haven't done this too. There's all sorts of considerations that go into this. So it's like, what am I doing? Why have I not actually recorded this? And so some things are to do with time. And one thing is overwhelming feeling of having lots to do can just stop you doing everything. And, you know, you may have that much to do in your business that you just don't do it at all. Or you may feel that there's so much time you've got to put in up front that you just can't get on with it. So you're too busy to make more time. And it's like you get kind of stuck in that. And one of the things that I found I had was that I really wanted to get good at doing it because I didn't feel I was good enough at doing it to explain to somebody else what to do. And that's like a weird quest for perfection that just doesn't work very well either. And so that didn't work very well. And the other thing that can trip you up is money. So you think you don't want to spend the money on a virtual assistant or, you know, somebody who lives in your area even maybe. But actually, it's a really effective way to spend your money because then it frees your time, which allows you to make more money. So it's all a bit bonkers. And then I think the other thing is the fear of just not being used to it as well. So you can be scared of doing things just because they're different and, you know, you're not used to working, assigning tasks to somebody else. You feel like you should do it really. The other thing is if things are working well already, you kind of might think, oh, if I do that, do you relate? It's crazy, isn't it? Also, if things are working already and you think, oh, if I delegate this to somebody, is it still actually going to work? You know, are my guests going to go, oh, what's happened? Where do I go? What's going on? So you worry about breaking things. But I think you just have to get through that pain barrier, really. Hi, Palmjit. Good to see you. Hi, Ben. I'm glad you relate to that because I just tied myself up in knots and it came to the point where I go to the monthly mentoring at Progressive and Roy would say, honestly, I really didn't want to see you if you hadn't put this in motion yet. It's like, what are you doing? So that forced me to do it. I just couldn't go back till I'd done it. And we did actually get a VA on board. We had a bit of a hiccup with that as well, because I managed to just get the first person available, which I'm a bit like that. So if I'm hungry and I get too hungry and we're out looking for a restaurant, I'll just go to the first place I see, because it's like, oh yeah, I'm really hungry. So the first VA I found, yeah, that wasn't going to work, but that's all a learning as well. So we had to work out a process for finding our VA as well, which Pete was great with that. So then working with a VA now, the thing is, the next thing, so number four, is actually assigning the roles to somebody like your VA. What is that person actually going to be doing for you? So you need to create a whole organization chart of the various roles within your business, even if you do all of them at the moment. Hopefully you don't do all the cleaning and linen as well. I didn't do that from the very beginning, so that's not going to be good. So you don't want to be doing everything. You want to assign roles, even if you're filling several of them in the beginning. And then what you can do is gradually fill the roles with other people. This is called delegating effectively, and rather than by abdication, that's the word I'm trying to think of. Because if you just abdicate it and you just say, oh, you're here, just do it, then they're thinking, well, what do I do? So it's really important to define what the people do in terms of all of your processes. So if you've got your process there, who does that? And, you know, if they know the scope of what they do, it's a bit like we've been talking about cleaning before, you know, that's really high level, detailed, excellent cleaning we need for serviced accommodation. I mean, this applies to all businesses actually, but if you have a process in place and your VA knows that they need to chase up payments, chase up ID checks or whatever it is, they know exactly what they've got to do that day. They just get that done and then it's all working. Brilliant. So you really need to get those processes and get them in a box for that particular role. And it may well be that this new VA or whoever you assign a role to, so like my supervisor's brilliant example of this, she has a specific role, but she's expanded beyond it. The person quite often will come up with ideas that are better than what you asked them to do in the first place. And that's awesome, because it means that your business improves, because they're on the ground and they say, well, it'd be really good if you did this. And I'm so much more organized in my business because my brilliant supervisor and friend Sarah, she has so many ideas. And so I just take them on board, because it's like, I would never have thought of that. So, you know, you'll find that too. Although you don't want too much latitude if you've got a specific process that's working. So you need to test things out if it's more technical. But, you know, be prepared to take feedback on board, because it really does help. So that was number four. So the next thing is, your fifth thing is to have a technical method for doing this. So this is what we were really missing. And I know there are quite a few guys in the service accommodation community who've got lots of brilliant ways of doing this. So you've got Ahmed, who manages his SA business from his phone with all sorts of various apps and tools. And that's great. And we're working with another couple of guys, David and Matt, who are from Prestige Property. And they have a 90-day program that we're working on, because I, although gave processes to our VA, and actually has a very specific process for messages that she sends out to guests in a specific order. Some of them are manual, some are automatic. So she knows that when the automatic message is gone and we've had a response, the next action has to take place. So she knows that. I didn't have a technical platform, so I was still managing everything in Excel, which makes me a bottleneck again, because I've got teams of staff doing certain things. I've got certain welcome packs needed. I've got a certain schedule. And so, you know, I need something beyond the spreadsheet. There's life beyond the spreadsheet. So we're looking at a platform that means that everything's visible to the whole team. So VAs can see it, the supervisor can see it, maintenance people will be able to see it. And so it moves through from the beginning of the stay to the end. And that deals with all the admin side. So obviously there's the whole guest experience, as I mentioned, and your back end, so your back office, if you like. You've got things like your marketing as well. But this is a guest dashboard, so you can see what's really going on. Because otherwise, It's all very well when we had 3 properties and now we've got 5, we can keep up to a certain extent. But if we are doubling that, which we're looking to do, and then moving forward to many more, there's no way I can just keep up with doing it this way, especially when guests change their mind. They change their, you know, they extend their stay, or they're coming later, leaving later, changing to a different apartment for whatever reason. You know, you just need it in one place that's really visible. So whatever platform, from a technical point of view, so whatever software, apps and tools you decide to use, that needs to integrate with your whole process yourself. Yeah, the guest dashboard, brilliant, Palmjit, it's a really great idea. So that brings me to point 6. You integrate your own processes with the technical aspect, and then you've got VAs doing specific tasks, and you'll know what to onboard them with because you've got your process in place. So it's not absolutely out of a box. We're looking at doing something that's a mixture between the guide system and then the way we work. And that's the beauty of it, I think, because we're all a bit different. Our offering's a bit different, but we're also essentially the same. And so at the end of it, the whole idea is that at point 7, you've got to this point where you've got your business visible and you can be involved to the extent that you want to be. So you can be at the head of it, overseeing still, and maybe you don't want to scale, you just want to leave it at that, go and do something else. Or you've got a point from which you can now scale your business and get more properties, whether it's apartments, houses, however you want to do it. But then you have that platform on which to base it all, because that's so important. And you know, you can actually go on holiday, all sorts of things like that, because otherwise you're very much at the center of everything and it's a bit too full on. So as you know, there are lots of parts to SA, and I'm looking forward to when we've actually got to the point where we've got everything in place, and it will evolve, I'm sure, but it just means that we have the beginnings of that happening, and I've actually got through the barrier of letting it all go, because it is just bonkers. I just couldn't seem to let it go. And I think I discovered actually I was a control freak, which was no surprise to my husband Pete, but quite a surprise to me, if I'm honest, because I thought I was quite chilled and just let things go. But no, I wasn't. So great to see your comments here today. Great to see lots of you here today. If you want to comment or post in Serviced Accommodation Secrets, the group on Facebook, then do. If you're not in that group, then ask to be added. I'd be happy to add you, and look forward to sharing more with you next time.
Sharing the secrets of success.